Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Love Trips the Station. You are now tuned in to Egypt E in the AM. All aboard the Monday train. Enjoy your ride.
Monday train. I, of course, am your girl, Egypt English, and I am your conductor, hopefully your favorite conductor, and I'm so happy to be back this morning. So, I hope all is well with you as you're traveling to work, with you as you're traveling to school, with you who are traveling to take the kids to daycare, wherever you're going, even if you're just out for a, I don't have work this Monday, glorious Monday, and you decided, hey, I'm going to do a pamper me all day session. By all means, I hope all is well with you. And I hope this morning has got started very well. I hope that the sun was shining on you. And even if it wasn't shining, I just hope the spirit of the sun was shining on you, because we have a lot in store today and we're going to just breeze through it, because we're going to be talking about, you know, something you already know. As you got from the title, it says, but you already know this. And that's where I want to go today. That is where I want to start, with things you already know, but you just might neglect. And it's one simple task. It's knowledge. Knowledge. Because we've been talking about, you know, the fact that last week, you know, God's not coming to save you. You know, that's unfortunate to know. But he's not coming to save you in the form that you think, you know, no superhero tights, no kryptonite, no, none of that. I'm sorry, you got to be your own. And before that, we talked about you were born to heal. So if you were born to heal and God is not coming to save you, physically touching down on this earth to say, hey, I'm going to just whoop you right up out of hell, then you are going to need to know some things for yourself. You're going to have to know how to heal yourself, whether that is physically, mentally, spiritually, or soulfully. There you go. You're going to have to know how to heal yourself and maintain your health and maintain your livelihood and your well-being, so that throughout the course of your life, which I pray for you 80 years and forever, within that course of your life, you can learn and you can grow and make sure that you are giving yourself the life that you've always wanted. And people always say this is never too late to change your life. It's never too late to turn around. And this is very true, because we see this every day. We see more mature women and men, you know, in their later years, in their golden years, flipping their life around, like going from, you know, broke, busted, and disgusted to, you know, fabulous, like just living their life the way they want to live on their own terms. May not still be the richest person in the world, but they're happy. And that's where you should be in life. You should be healthy, happy, and healed. And that is like the motto nowadays over here on the Monday Train. Just be healthy, happy, and healed. And to be healthy, happy, and healed, you have to learn to do some things on your own. So that starts off with you needing to remember that you were born to heal. No one knows you better than you, and no one knows how you're feeling or what you're feeling better than you. So you're the best person to administer health tips to yourself. You're the best person to administer remedies to yourself or for yourself. And so it starts there. And then it goes to understanding and overstanding that God is not coming to save you. I don't care who you serve. They sent you on a mission, or he or she, or it doesn't matter. Your provider sent you down to earth on your mission for your purpose in some form or fashion. And you need to understand that, meaning you need to be able to comprehend that on a level of basic fundamentals and say, I am of God, I am of my provider. I have all the necessary tools that I need within me to fulfill my destiny, to fulfill my purpose, to live the life that I was called to live the life that I need to live. And then you need to overstand that. You need to overstand that your provider is not going to physically touch down to save you right about at this point in life, because you need to overstand that for the purpose of knowing that now that I understand I have all the necessary tools, I overstand that I have to use them in order to live the life that I truly desire to live the life that you see within your dreams, to live the life that you were infinitely created to live. Like, that is really how it is, guys. That is really how simple this walk is. And don't get me wrong. When I say simple, I don't mean easy. And I don't mean unhard or not difficult. I mean simple. I mean the instructions are very simple. They're very easy to follow. Now, are they easy to get to or conquer or overcome? No, and no some more. And however many languages know is no, just no. It's not going to necessarily be easy for you to walk your path. The path may be rough. The path may be thorny. The path may have lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of things along the way that cause you some serious pain and some strife and some grief and whatever have you. But no, the path was meant to be challenging. And so thus, if it is found to be hard or difficult or tough or rough, then you need to remember that you were born to heal and that God's not coming to save you. Because if you remember those two things, any pain, you know, you can get overcome some way, somehow. And if you understand that your God is not coming to save you, you have no superhero about to drop down from, you know, Krypton, or I think that's what it was called, but you have no gods coming down to earth to save you, then you're more than likely to work. You're more than likely to put in that extra oh, I need to get this popping. I need to get my work done. I need to do things. And so when I say, but you already know this, you already know this. Because before you came down here, when you were born, innately, you were born with the tools to maneuver through life. And so what you have to do now is perfect those tools. You need to perfect your skills. You need to gain the knowledge that you do not already have. It's not as hard as it seems. It's definitely not as hard as it seems. But I tend to find in my walk through life, my very own walk through life, that of my friends and families and all of those lovely people that I know. And I'm pretty sure in your case as well. We find that sometimes when the going gets tough, the tough don't always get going. And sometimes our tough tend to, you know, backtrack and get a little lazy, get a little procrastinated, get to a point where they're saying to themselves, oh, woe is me. If life was easier, I would be on top. Well, of course, that's why life isn't easy. Because if life was easy, then everybody and their mama would be living high off the hog. And in a sense, society would not function properly because you need obstacles and you need challenges and you need, even in Mulberry, there were some challenges, I'm pretty sure. Even in the nicest places on earth, there are some challenges, and you need challenges to feel as though you are living. To live a life of perfect bliss, I'm pretty sure you're not here on earth, so I can't account for that. And I don't think anybody I know can account for that, because even the richest man in the world has issues. You got to learn, you got to know how to protect your money, you know, so that is a challenge. That is an issue. And there is no such thing as a kingpin who's just living their life, because every kingpin knows that somebody's coming for the crown. So at the end of the day, you're going to have to know more than what you came here knowing, because you have to remember the fact that you were made to have an infinite mind. And here on earth, you're able to expand your mind as much as you would like. And if you don't use it, you lose it. So I'm all about using the mind, using your mental, making sure that you have the knowledge that you need in this life, making sure that you're able to prosper like you should be prospering. And on that note, I'm going to just, you know, run a track back this week, and it's going to be Dijon's Infinite, because it's going to tell you how you need to be infinite. How you need to be infinite, because infinite is what it is, man. Your mind is infinite. You as a being are infinite. And in order to prosper in this life, you need to be functioning in that realm of infinity. And did I just make up a word? But either way it goes, you need to be prospering in that realm. You need to know that knowledge is infinite. You need to know that you are infinite, and you need to know that those things exist one and the same. It's not a coincidence. It's just nature that knowledge is infinite and your being is infinite. And so let me get into this track, and we'll be right back, my love.
Knowledge is infinite, value more than the dividend. Sweet as some lemon and tea with apples and cinnamon. So what's your sentiment? Tell me now, are you feeling a rush of adrenaline flowing through your facility? Synapses and actions to capture the message in code. Relaxes our toxic perception, connect to the coils. Don't say you ain't got it, your souls once walked the soil. Creating the diamonds, the crystals, the lights and the oil. Blood is rich, the blood is thick. One more time. Blood is rich, the blood is thick, thick, thicker than water, so tell me why we don't stick. I said it's thicker than water, so tell me why we don't stick.
It's a virtual world. I'm not a virtual girl. No contaminated hips, holographic images. I am not true, I exist. Climbing out of the abyss. Gonna do it for my sisters. Value God's gift in the presence of your essence. Your blessings from the heavens. So sever from the tether that tell you you are lesser. Crack the letter, hey, and just ride out smooth. Yeah, you got to feel the rhythm, so get in the groove, groove. With my young gang, my young pharaoh. I love you so much, thought you should know. You are the seed, our life can grow. Our suns will forever burn and glow. Powerful, talking all that jazz. Can you feel the nature of it seeping out that gland? No synthetic hand, finger to the man. We don't get it by the dollar, get it by the grand. Cause the wealth is the health, my health's in my hand. I put down that lab and pick me a plant. Electricity is what it took me. Rocks in my cars, can't stop the speed.
Yeah, we move through time and space like the dark beneath our light. Flags waving victory triumphs again across the dark skies, burning hot. You'd like to think you can see us. Nah, impossible on all forms of such a word. It's cosmic what we have here, these cultivations and whatnot. Are you feeling
DJ A37
with your vibe? I mean, like seriously, has your deoxyribonucleic acid been tapped yet? Cherry pie. What more are you waiting for? Meet this spark by all means. Walk with me through your pyramids, baby. Slide your hands across the walls and trace with your fingers these images, those faces. Remember that you, before you touched down on Planet Green when all the streets were paved in gold. We used to hop on sky rays, light rays, sun rays to the nearest star system. Get a little trippy off the dust, buzz through the galactic, like the celestials we forgot. Played hopscotch, chalking up Andromeda. Eh, but this is only if you're truly about this life. See, you only get one shot, maybe two. And then my friend, my train dissipates into, well, thin air and honey, child, I'm off again. Sipping, chiefing on these crazy esocentrics. This playground in my mind really is, with all its quantums and physics and visions of Fibonacci floating past my pineal. You know what I mean? I mean, baby, really, are you feeling me or not?
Wherever you have landed in your process of transitioning from A to Z today, or from A to B to C, if you got to go too many places, then your list of transitions may be a lot longer. But we're back, and I'm going to give you some transitions on how to know more and how to remember what you know. You are infinite. Well, Dijon just told you that. I just told you that. I told you to remember. Remember these things. Understand that this is nothing new. It's just, you know, it's old news that you're just getting for the first time, possibly, or maybe the second time. If you're like me, maybe the third or fourth time. But it might take you, if you're like me and you're a Taurus by any means, so shout out to my Tauruses out there. And if you are stubborn, it might take you 5 or 6 times getting someone telling you some language, telling you some kind of remedy, talking to you, whatever, for you to actually take the time out to say, you know what, I'm going to actually take these steps, and I'm going to actually do what it is I need to do. But that's okay. Like, that is the process of being human. But just understand, the more times you push the good stuff to the back burner, the more likely you are to find yourself in a mess, in a pile of stew. And it's a lot harder to get out of, a lot more difficult to get out of, because you didn't apply the lessons that you were learning ahead of time. You didn't take the gems that you were being given ahead of time. You didn't heed the warnings that you were being given ahead of time. You were not listening to your ancestors who have been screaming in your ear ahead of time. And so when we find ourselves caught up in situations where we're like, oh my gosh, how did I get here? It's typically because you did something or you did not do something that you were supposed to do or you weren't supposed to do. It's typically your fault. Yeah. Very seldom do other people's actions cause us as much grief as our own actions. Think about that for a little bit, guys. And now let me talk about just a little bit of how you acquire knowledge, because some of these things are very simple and some of these things are very like, oh, I knew that. But once again, if you're like me, it takes us some prodding sometimes. It takes us like on the Facebook posts for somebody to say, hey, look at this every now and then so that you can remember this, because you may have kept up with two or three things on this list. But because you were so diligently focused on them, and then you got to a point where you're like, oh, I don't need that no more, you forgot to go back to the list and refer to other things that you could be doing to make sure that you're always growing. You're always in the perfect space. You're never at a point where you're like, how did I get here? And so the first thing on my list is going to be decide. Decide what it is that you want to understand, what it is that you want to know, what it is that you want to gain more knowledge in that category of. Because before you do anything in life, let's just pause for a second. I feel like I'm here with my sister and we're having one of those goofy conversations. Just pause for a second and think about this. Think about the fact that it doesn't matter what you want to do in life. Nothing matters until you make a decision that you want to do it and you apply the necessary steps to make it happen, make whatever it is you want to happen. You want to buy a car. Here you go, because everybody loves new things. I mean, you don't have to necessarily love new things, but it could be new to you. So you want to buy a car, used or new. And that being said, first you have to make a decision that you want to purchase that car or buy that car, whichever comes first. And then you have to put in these steps to actually purchase that car and buy that car. And so when you do that, typically most people, if you are utilizing your common sense, which we all have a tendency not to sometimes, so no shade if you haven't at this moment. But if you're utilizing your God-given common sense, then you should be in the process of researching the buying process. Not because, oh, well, I bought two cars 20 years ago or 10 years ago. No, because every day the car market changes in some form or fashion. So today, if I decide I want to buy a car, I should be researching, like, the best ways to buy a car nowadays. I mean, because you got online car buying where the car just rolls up to your door. You have all these places where you can find out everything that happened to the car in the past, like, 25 years. You have so many options to purchasing a car to the point where you don't even have to go physically to get the car anymore. And in some cases, you go physically to get the car, but you're on a lot that has every single kind of car you could ever dream of. So that said, you need to make a decision. And the decision starts with, what do you want to know? And so in the case of our car buying, we're going to say that is our thought for knowledge, because it's something tangible. It's a vehicle. But you apply this to everything. If you want to become a dental hygienist, but you don't feel like you have the necessary funds to go to a 4-year college and then go to you get your medical degree or whatever it is that you need to be a dental hygienist, you may not want to have to go through that whole process, because you just may want to do family dentistry, like for you, your husband, and your kids. And I'm saying this because this is something that I'm working on and I'm studying and I'm learning that knowledge for, gaining knowledge for. I made that decision to be a dental hygienist. You made the decision to purchase a car, whatever the case is, or we can flip that. The next thing is, you need to keep an open mind. Always be ready to learn. Always be ready to learn. I don't care what the situation is. So say I walk out and I see a person who's struggling from a gum disease or something like that, or gum issue or whatever. And that person just randomly, because I have this open mind and I'm like, I'm always ready to learn something. And that person comes to me and they start a casual conversation. You know how it is. People come to you in the supermarket or store or something like, and they might try to start like a simple conversation. And say I'm standing in the grocery store line
And this person has a whole bunch of dental products up there. And I just happened to glance over and notice them. And the person starts a conversation on they have this gum disease and the dentist told them this and this and that, blah, blah, blah. That is a perfect opportunity for me to learn something about dentistry that I did not know before. The same way if you walk out and you see someone driving the vehicle that you like and you take the opportunity or they take the opportunity to start a conversation and say you just look at them, you're like, oh, I see you have yada, yada, yada. How does that work for you? Like, where did you go? You may not get too personal with your questions, but that opens an opportunity for you to seek knowledge. It opens an opportunity for you to go to Google and research the Carfax. I don't know, Kelley Blue Book. All of these different things for you to keep an open mind to learning. And next, I want to say, I'm going to go with go places. Because there's no particular order to these. I think making a decision is definitely number one. Because until you make a decision on anything in life, it does no good to even attempt. I don't care what it is. I want to learn to swim. I want to go to an amusement park this weekend. If you don't make a decision on it, you're probably not going to end up doing any of what you said. So starting would go to make a decision and then keeping an open mind and being ready to learn. And then go places. See new things. Watch a new TV show. Open a new book. Just don't be afraid to experience life, because if you're experiencing life through the experiment of life, then you're going to learn. You're going to gain more knowledge. And knowledge is infinite, because and knowledge is power, because knowledge is something no man can take away from you. What you know is yours until the day that you pass on and transition through this from this life. And then it's still yours because it goes with your mind. I mean, your mind never sleeps, even if you're asleep. Look at that. So being in your full person, you go places, you see new things, you experience new things, you watch new television shows, you read books that you wouldn't normally read, because it doesn't matter if it's not your genre, honey. You will learn something, even if it's just the style of that author or a mindset that you never thought about or something like that. Like, and that doesn't mean you have to finish every book you start. I would encourage you finishing every book you start, but have I finished every book I started? No. No, if you see my library, you understand why. So that being said, you have the ability to do these things, go places, see things, and have the experience of your lifetime. The next thing, I was going to say this one first, but I think I'm gonna, mix it up a little bit. Acquire skills. There you go. Acquire skills and make something from scratch. Those are two separate things, but they're two things, one and the same. Learn something new. Acquire skills that you don't have. Say you don't type very well. Learn to type. You're not good with Excel on the computer. Learn Excel on the computer. You're not good with repairing broken floorboards. Go learn how to repair a broken floorbird. Had a bird pop past my window. How about that for getting off track? All right, so, but really, like, find something that you don't know how to do that is a skill that is acquirable by simply Googling the steps to fixing something, and go do it. Experience that. Put your mind to work, because when your mind is in motion, your mind is healthy. Your mind is gaining a lot of healing. Your mind is gaining your knowledge that you need. So make sure you're always in go mode. You're always progressing through your life. You're not stagnant in what you're doing. You're acquiring skills on a daily basis, and that is a necessary thing. On a daily basis, always be thinking of something to acquire skills, and keep it centralized, specific to whatever you decided you wanted to know. So going back to dentistry, every time I see a book that has anything remotely to do with teeth, even if it's metaphoric, I may pick that book up and read it. Anytime I go to the dentist, I may ask more questions. You know, like, these are things that you want to always be doing to acquire skills. It's simple. If you've never been big on flossing, acquire the skill of flossing, like, very, very well. find out how you floss the best, how you brush your teeth the best. Do things that are going to move you in the light of which that which you want to accomplish or that which you want to gain in terms of knowledge. Next, we're going to say learn your tech. Learn your technology. Technology is all over the world, everywhere, just about. Even in the places we don't expect technology to be, technology has made its way there. Learn your tech. If you have a cell phone, learn it. You should know everything about that cell phone before you transfer and get a new cell phone. And I'm speaking to myself as well because I am the worst. But that doesn't mean have the phone in your hand 24/7 and have to do stuff. But learn it. Read the manual. Google the specs. Watch YouTube videos on the spec. Work it for yourself. You know, just scroll through your phone. Do things like that to find out what is going on in your phone. If you have a laptop, a computer, a desktop, whatever, a tablet, learn your technology because it will make your life of gaining knowledge so much simpler in this world nowadays. You're able to navigate differently. You're able to save and maintain stuff and catalog things and have it for your reference. That is necessary. One of the most important things that I should stress as well as technology is books. Books are technology. By all means, they are, because in the back in the old days, your books, your things were oral traditions. You spoke it with your mouth. You didn't write it down. So a book is technology. So learn your technology. If you have books in your library, you have 5 or 6 books that you have never read, read them. Read them. Even if they don't have anything to do with whatever you decided that you wanted to learn right now, you can never go wrong with reading a book because it opens up your mind and you will be thankful for doing so. And so, yeah, like know your technology, learn your technology. And the next thing is take a course. Take a course in anything. It doesn't matter. Once again, this is 2017. You can take a course from your phone, from your tablet, from your laptop. You could go to a school that's offering free courses, paid courses. It doesn't matter. Whatever your budget. If your budget is free, by all means, there's plenty of free. Go to edX.org. I definitely stand by that site because that is a very good site. There are plenty of other sites out there. I think it's Coursera, something like that, Open Source, Open Study. There are plenty of courses that are out there for you to take on so many different subjects, my love, so many different subjects. They're always available, from science to math to something as simple or as extravagant as dental hygienistry or even the practice of basic medicine, holistic medicine. So much is out there. And so if you're taking the time out to be adamant about gaining knowledge, it's there. It's free. There's no excuse. You have no excuse. No excuse. And I say that multiple times, times a million. You have no excuse. Your laziness, your procrastination, and your whatever, for the same goes for me. That is what holds us back in the pursuit of knowledge and infancy. I feel like I've really made that word today. And last but not least, the reason I said I changed this one in the order that I had it, is because I feel like this is like the last step. If there was a first and the last step, this would be the last step. To understand and to overstand that failing is progressing. That probably should have been the morning message, but it's not. But failing is progressing because when you fail, there are a million and one things that you learn from that failure. Or you should learn, let's get it straight, that you should learn from that failure. Not everyone takes the time to learn it. I don't always take the time to learn from my failures. I have done so much better now as I've gotten older and more mature and learned more things. But failing is progressing. And when you fail at doing, I don't know, maybe you gave yourself a self-exam or how much you know about dental hygienistry, and you technically failed that exam. Well, you fell in that exam. You know now that there's a lot that you need to study. There's a lot that you need to do. There's a lot that you may have neglected that you wouldn't have failed if you had known. And so that being said, failing is progression. Failing is progressing. You are never at a end all if you fail at anything. It doesn't matter. It's about getting up, taking an analyzation or analyzing the situation in which you failed or you didn't succeed like you thought you did should have, and flipping it, deciding what can I do now, what should I do next, and how can I keep going in life and making this progress that I want even more profound and more successful at buying that car or learning how to be a dental hygienist or writing your first book, whatever it is for you. I don't know. You have questions for me, hit me up on Love Trips the Network on Facebook. If you have questions, E English Spoke at Twitter, Ladie English at Instagram. I don't know why, but yeah, that was weird. At Instagram, on Instagram. And, you know, just talk to me. Let me know what it is that you want, need help with learning or gaining knowledge. And for the morning message this morning, you cut your puzzle pieces, paint your picture, and then live your vision. Those are the steps. Your puzzle pieces are perfectly jigsawed to you. Paint them any array of colors that you decide you want to paint them, and then live out the vision that you've spread out for yourself. So that means placing those puzzle pieces where they need to be, my love. And that's what I have for you today. So remember to be happy, healthy, and healed. Remember that I love you. Remember that I love you some more. Maya Andosteca, you know, visit me over on the blog. I will be posting some this week. I'll be getting some YouTube content up. I put a little bit up last week. And that's really it. I just want you to know that you already know this stuff. This is just a reminder for all of my friends, family, lovers, tribe out there. Public service announcement. You already know this. You know this. Cut your puzzle pieces, paint your picture, and live your vision. And we're about to head out with the Queen Tabe, and she's going to tell you about, you know, her dream and her voices that she has in her head telling her whatever it is. But at the end of the day, you know, she directs it all. She directs it all. Her and Kenzie Love. Love you all. My Yana Staker. Until next time.
Oh, My Lord.